This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A key study shows the first one-shot COVID-19 vaccine is effective at fighting the virus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Johnson & Johnson says preliminary findings suggest its single-dose vaccine may not be as strong as the two-dose version from Pfizer and Moderna. But in a world struggling for pandemic relief, Matt Hepburn, the government's vaccine response leader, says the trade-off may be acceptable with a single shot that's easier to store.
Frankly, simple is beautiful.
Johnson & Johnson says it'll seek emergency use authorization in the U.S. within a week. It's not saying how many doses could be ready if federal regulators sign off, but it does expect to supply 100 million doses by June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the European Union has introduced tighter rules on exports of coronavirus vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom amid a deepening dispute with drug maker AstraZeneca over supplies of potentially life-saving shots. The measure created an outcry on Friday in Northern Ireland and the UK amid fears it would trigger controls on vaccines and shipments produced in a 27-nation bloc to the small territory that is part of the United Kingdom. In addition, WHO officials were speaking out after the European Commission said it had agreed to a plan to control exports of vaccines from the European Union. That includes Britain, arguing it needed to do so to ensure its own supplies. Mike Ryan, WHO's top emergency expert, told the briefing, also attended by a midwife from Uganda and a nurse from Pakistan, that people had to think about frontline colleagues like them. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration in the United States says it is going to revamp and enhance diplomacy toward Iran. AP correspondent Blynn Thomas.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says restoring limits on Iran's nuclear program is a top priority, and that means getting back to diplomacy that can put the program in a box. Then he says the Biden administration can turn to reining in Iran's regional ambitions. Speaking at an event hosted by the U.S. Institute of Peace, Sullivan says Iran's other bad behavior is going to have to be addressed, but a critical early priority has to be to deal with what he calls an escalating nuclear crisis as Iran moves closer to having enough fissile material for a weapon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki has told reporters that U.S. President Joe Biden has called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. This, during their phone call earlier this week, Biden pressed Putin on a number of issues, including Navalny. She also said that the review of a number of concerning actions by Russia is currently underway and that Biden reserves the right to respond to Russia in the manner of his choosing and at the time of his choosing. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the U.S. House Sergeant of Arms is providing additional security for lawmakers by posting Capitol Police officers at airports, rail stations, and when lawmakers are traveling.
The 535 members of Congress travel frequently between their home districts and the U.S. Capitol. Many have said they feel vulnerable, and there have been encounters, like Senator Mitt Romney being swarmed by a crowd after he criticized Donald Trump. Lawmakers are being told that they can use their campaign funds to set up home security systems and can use office funds to buy bulletproof vests.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Italy's rightist opposition parties called for early elections Friday as the way to solve the country's political crisis following the resignation of the Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Conte is now acting as a caretaker and was unseated when former Premier Matteo Renzi withdrew his Italia Viva party from the coalition, depriving it of its parliamentary majority and throwing Italy into political limbo during the coronavirus crisis. The League leader, Matteo Salvini, told reporters that they confirmed to the president that their request that he consider the option of dissolving parliament and calling elections. He told Reuters that he is optimistic and the crisis had already lasted too long. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.